I think what is happening in ZANU-PF is very sad, but at the same time, I think as Zimbabweans, we mustn't have a short memory. This is consistent with what ZANU-PF has been displaying over the years. It is a party that has always branded itself as a party of blood, literally. I think we have seen it over the years in the way that it's dealing with opposition, but also now in the way that it's dealing with its own people. Robert Mugabe, the president of Zimbabwe, I think he has been very consistent. He wants to rule the country until he dies, and whatever he's doing is showing that it's consistent with that thinking of his. So I think from where I stand, this is nothing new. It's just consistent with the way that Mugabe wants to rule the country until he dies.
Your take, Mr. Madirize?
It's a sad moment for the Mujuri camp. This Congress event, it's a sad event for the nation as a whole, not to the Mujuri camp alone. And I think the entire nation agrees to this particular fact. It has not only been said for the Mujuri camp and sympathizers, but to even those that yearn for political development, because democracy is a pillar of our society. Also suffer a major blow because of these events. We witness another unbelievable negation of democracy and dissent by the long-time Machiavellian political pundits. And the Central Committee and even these decision-making bodies within the ZANU-PF party, they continue to pound on that widow as if she is the only one who has been corrupt, and it is clear that foul play against the vice president is written in black and white. However, the current situation in ZANU-PF warrants no celebrations, especially to the Mnangagwa camp and those so-called weevils, because the outcome and the entire event has been prejudiced. Grace Mugabe's moves and Mnangagwa's moves will lead to the emanation of a leadership from this Congress with this gross illegitimacy. And I don't know the plan that they have to actually counter this aura of illegitimacy and illegality that has been bestowed upon themselves by their moves in the past weeks. So as the situation appears, there is no more going back. And I view Mnangagwa as the man of the moment at the Congress. And come the end of December, there will be most unfortunate scenarios in the economy, on the political scene, and on the social scene as well.
Thank you, Mr. Madirize. Just to borrow a term, Gladys, from Mr. Madirize, he says there's been a lot of pounding on the Vice President, Joyce Mujuru, and we've seen now the President since the beginning of the Congress period from Monday to now. He has been saying a lot of things, including saying that woman, a mere woman, also wanted to be the President of the country. What is your take from what Mr. Mugabe has been saying about Mrs. Mujuru?
Just before I answer, I just wanted to, say something about what my brother said, particularly on the fact that Mnangagwa is the man of the moment. I do not agree with that view, because if we fail to see that this is going to benefit Mugabe, I think we'll be losing it by a very wide margin. This whole, charade is just about benefiting Mugabe. If we, go back a little while, there's a point, I think, in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, when the chairpersons that were aligned to the Mnangagwa faction were removed from the party, were sacked from the party. We see that Mugabe has been very consistent in dealing with his opponents. So depending on who is the opponent at the time, at this particular time, his view is that the Mujuru faction has gained so much power to the effect that it's now threatening his own political power. That's the reason why he's taking action.
Thank you, Gladys. Mr. Madirize, as you respond to Gladys, can you also just, look at ZANU-PF as a party from what we have known, and people used to say in Shona, ZANU Chuororo, but now when you come to look at ZANU-PF, do you think it will ever be the same again?
Well, it will never be the same again. We are likely to see a lot of changes in terms of its strength as a party. The strength that it had before this particular Congress will never be the same. I think it will emerge out of this Congress, a weekend party. And this Congress, I'm sure it's a sad event, I insist, to the nation of Zimbabwe, because the current Zim situation does nothing except, the current ZANU-PF situation does nothing except leaving the generality of Zimbabweans to the mercy of harsh socio-political realities.
Thank you, Gladys. Lastly, your take on ZANU-PF's future and any other possible names that you see coming out of this Congress as possible contenders for the top jobs.
The future for me, I think, is bleak. And I think the disintegration has already started. I think if we look into the history of ZANU-PF, this is one of the first moments that we are witnessing, you know, an open, you know, kind of a war.